With us, Monroe Eagles, president of the International Council for Canadian Studies and also professor and chair of the Department of Political Science at the University of Buffalo. Thanks for your time today, Professor.
A pleasure to be here, Jay.
Canada is having its election here today, as a matter of fact. First and foremost, there's a whole different element here for those not necessarily familiar with the Canadian elections, of course. This is for the House of Commons. It's not necessarily for a specific candidate in that regard yet. There are candidates who are most certainly looking to get into power in Canada. Canadians specifically, when they do cast their votes, are they thinking of that national candidate or are they thinking of their party affiliation?
That's a question that Canadian political scientists have been asking for a while. Hmm. And the consensus emerging seems to be that Canadians tend to vote on the basis of party leaders and national issues. But I've spent a good deal of my career trying to encourage Canadians to think also about the local dimension in the Canadian elections. As you say, Canadians don't vote for any nationally elected office. They vote only in their own electoral district, and there are 338 of those. And the prime minister is simply the leader of the party that wins either the majority or the most electoral districts. So most Canadians won't have a chance to vote for the person who eventually becomes prime minister, at least directly vote.
Have you ever tried to sell an American on the multiple party system?
There are so many institutional differences between the two countries. There is no presidency or no nationally elected political office in Canada. Now, that's one of the institutional features of American politics that tends to drive people into one of two camps. You're voting for the single office in every corner of the country. That hasn't happened in Canada. Canada is a country where there are persistent regional differences as well that don't seem to be diminishing. Quebec, of course, is the most obvious part of the country that doesn't look or sound like the rest of the country. But if you look more closely, regional differences in Canada are quite acute, and they tend to give rise to very different patterns of party performance depending on which region you're in.
What about in Southern Ontario? What might be those issues in Southern Ontario that might push a voter to perhaps support one party over the other?
Immigration is a major issue in Southern Ontario. Canada's one of the most immigrant-accepting countries in the world, and they tend to settle in urban areas and Metro Toronto, for example, has more people born abroad than native Canadians. So it's a world city in the sense of its citizens come from everywhere. You know, the Conservatives tend to take a more hard view of immigrants and want to restrict the flow. Ontario's provincial government has actually been a bit of a factor in the federal election. Your listeners may recall Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto, a very colorful figure. His brother is the premier, the prime minister, effectively, of Ontario, and is a very controversial figure, and in some respects, the Conservative Party federally has had a difficult time separating itself from its provincial counterpart, led by Doug Ford. So there's that set of issues that are bleeding into the federal vote and make it very difficult, I think, for the Conservative Party to do as well as it would like in the province of Ontario.
And Professor Eagles, final question. Do you care to handicap the election or do you want to just hold off on that one?
Well, the polls are saying going into it, it's a dead heat. Basically, I think the one thing that I would say is that it's likely to be a minority government. What complexion that takes is, hard to imagine. But that's, I think, as far as I would go in predicting. I wouldn't want to put a bet on whether it's a conservative minority or a liberal minority. But one or the other, I guess, would be my bet.
Professor Monroe Eagles, thanks very much for your time today.
It's a pleasure, Jay.